You're listening to For All the Saints, a ministry of All Saints Church, a community of faith on the campus of New Covenant Schools in Lynchburg, Virginia. I'm Jeremy Rowe. The Anglican way of faith and discipleship approaches our spiritual formation in a textured way. There is, of course, daily prayer directed by our prayer book, but there are also the disciplines of faith, such as works of charity, almsgiving, and fasting. Each week and on feast days, we celebrate the Eucharistic liturgy in which we become active participants in the passion and resurrection of Jesus Christ. There is also the weekly sermon, which is central to our life in Christ. Together with the sacrament of Holy Communion, the preaching of God's Word is the way we receive Christ and His gift of life. At All Saints, this ministry is shared by our ministers, Father Davidson Morse and Father John Heaton. In today's recording, we join Father Davidson in progress.
It is a beautiful feast, All Saints, and I hope that you look forward to it as much as I do. I'm constantly reminded of our patronal feast every time I invite someone to come to church, and I say, you should come to All Saints. And then, of course, the statement is true in so many different ways, that you should be one of God's baptized and elected saints. That's what the prayer book, I hope that you heard that language in our baptismal service, that we are making Christians here in this place in so many different ways, not only in the proclamation of the gospel, not only in participating in the fellowship of the sacrament of the altar, the Holy Communion, not only in the fellowship that we have one with another in times of joy and in times of sadness, but also as we gather together week by week as the church here in this place. No, I don't think that All Saints is the one and only true church. We participate in the great and glorious church which spans all the centuries, backward and forward, in the great and glorious salvation that God has poured out upon His world, not only in the death of His Son, but also in the giving of the Holy Spirit. We all are drawn up into the very life of God. We are the saints. And so it is a good and a right thing that we commemorate the saints. There are those, of course, who feel anxious about commemorating the saints, but we shouldn't. We are part of their company, and they are our brothers. They are our sisters, ones who have been born long before and those who will be born long after, that we will never know until we come with them into glory. But they are ours, and we are theirs. And so it is a good and right thing to keep All Saints' Day in anticipation of that great and glorious moment when we all together will be received into the arms of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It is an ancient feast. It's one of the most ancient in the church year calendar. Of course, Easter is the earliest, but we already have evidence that the church was keeping All Saints' Day in the fourth century. That's the 300s. They did so in the face of those terrible and gruesome and violent persecutions that the early church had at the hands of the Roman emperors and their magistrates across the empire. And the first day of November was set by Pope Gregory III in the 8th century, so the 700s. So from the very beginning of our life together, we have been remembering and thanking God for all of His faithful ones, those who died in violent deaths, giving their last good witness to their faith in Jesus Christ, and those who died common lives like yours and mine will be most likely, those who died anonymously, they too died in the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is a good and right thing to commemorate them all these many years later. Our Lord Jesus Christ, His own mother, the Blessed Virgin Mary, she said in her great hymn that we call the Magnificat, that we sing at evening prayer, and you find that in the Gospel according to Luke. She said, all generations will call me blessed. It's in the Bible. It must be true. All generations will call me blessed. we give thanks to God for her. And as Jesus healed the woman who is anointing his feet, pouring the costly perfume upon his feet and wiping his feet with her tears and her hair, he looked at his disciples and said, "Look at what she has done here. Her actions here today on my behalf will be remembered by all who follow after her." We remember her today in her great testimony of faith. It's in the Bible. We're not making this up. Jesus tells us in the Bible, in the gospel testimony, that we are obligated to remember all of the great saints and their great faith in the Lord Jesus. The testimony of Acts, all of those faithful ones who lived and preached, who suffered and died for Jesus's life, his death, and his resurrection. We remember them. We remember the great doctors of the church who fought against false teaching, reminding the church that they must hold on to Jesus and Jesus alone. On All Saints, we remember the great ones. On All Saints, we remember the little ones. All saints, you and me, are precious in the sight of God, and it is right to remember them on the eve of the new church year. Advent is just a few weeks away. We remember all of God's faithful ones this day, and we praise God for adding to his number Jaden today. He is one of the saints. We are knit together, you see, my friends, in an intimate fellowship. It could not be more intimate. Our lives that we share with one another is Christ's life. It is not our life. It is not us individually. No, we all share Christ's life. And we are given the power of that life over death in the gift of the Holy Spirit. We all are, in our own way, the body of Christ. This is not a self-affirmation club. This is not a political party, God forbid. Instead, it is a new creation, as Paul tells the Corinthians. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. You know, the new has come. Or, if you prefer the Gospel of John, we are a new temple, a new tabernacle. As he tells his disciples on that last night before he was betrayed, "If anyone loves me, the Father and I will come to them and make our home with them." We are the temple of God. Our baptismal service reminded us of the fact that we are God's elect, and we pray as much in our collect for the day. We are those whom God has chosen. Out of all of the nations of the world, he has chosen us to be his children, and he has poured out his Spirit in the waters of baptism to make us so. So we hear those great words of our epistle lesson, "After this I looked, and a great multitude that no one could number from every tongue and language and people." We are the very body of Christ. We are the church that he has called from every people, from every time, from every place. And yes, they are not divided from us, even by death. My friends, it is just simply not negotiable that we are a communion with the saints. It is a fact. We are joined together with them in the very life of Jesus, the resurrected King. And this fact should be a great consolation to us in moments in which faith seems to be to us almost impossible. In those moments of despair and of grief, we should remember that we too, like them, are not forgotten, but we are held in the very hands of God. You see, our commemoration of the saints is not like those great pagan festivals in which they commemorated heroes and gods. No, as a matter of fact, our commemoration of them in no way confirms their existence. They continue to live forever and ever in the life of God. He holds them in his hands. He holds them by his love. We are not participating in some kind of pagan ritual here, making sure that we say the right prayers or offering the right sacrifices to make sure that our dearly departed ones remain existing in some far-off, shadowy place. No, that is not what Christians do at All Saints. Those who have fallen asleep in the faith of the church and in the love of Jesus, they are truly alive in the presence and the love of their Savior. So Paul can say to the Philippians that he doesn't know which is better, to remain and continue to guide and guard them through his ministry, or to depart, which would be greater joy to him because he knows that he would be with Jesus. So we do not fear for those who have gone before us because we know that they are now rejoicing in the presence of Jesus, their Savior. Those who remain behind, we who remember them, have not lost them. In fact, we continue to be joined with them, especially as we come together as the church each Sunday to celebrate the Holy Communion. We know that we are in communion with them as well. So not only is the nature of our communion a fact, but it also, the nature of our communion with the saints is true in practice as well. We prayed today in our collect that God would grant us grace so to follow the blessed saints in all virtuous and godly living. Perhaps you have a favorite saint, like your grandmother, who brought you to faith. Perhaps you have a favorite saint, maybe a college or high school football coach or track coach, who shared the gospel with you. And you remember how faithful and courageous they were, that they were willing to guide you, to aid you as you matured in your own faith, a teacher, a counselor, those great saints who went before us. They don't have to be canonized by the church for it to be a saint. You can have a great devotion to those ones who gave to you by their own testimony the faith. And so we pray in our service today that God would give us grace to follow those good examples. We here, so many of us, are teachers. Think how we are, day by day, standing before our young students, bringing to them, yes, the gospel in broken vessels, that we struggle to give a good testimony. Sometimes we lose our tempers. Sometimes we are forgetful. Sometimes we do things that we are ashamed of and pray God would forgive us for. But we, day by day, stand before our students asking him, that is the Father, to give us grace to be for these young Christians a testimony to his great and glorious goodness towards us. So we, in practice, we ask God to give us grace to follow those who have given a good example to us, follow them in virtuous and godly living. Paul says as much. He told the Corinthians, follow me as I follow Christ. He told them to do that. We should do it too. He says, follow me because I am following Christ. Christ is finally the object for all the saints. We don't look towards others in some kind of displacing Jesus. Not at all. We look to the saints because they themselves are not looking at us and they're not looking at themselves. They're looking at Jesus too. So saints don't become saints by looking at themselves. Saints become saints, just like you and me, by looking at Christ. So my friends, we all are gathered together in the faith of Jesus Christ, in the company of the church, the elect, those who have been baptized and given the gift of the Holy Spirit, our sins forgiven, the grace of God poured out upon each one. We may be confident in the love of God towards each one. We may hear those great words, well done, good and faithful servant. Amen.
You've been listening to For All the Saints, a ministry of All Saints Church. If you would like to learn more about the Christian life in the Anglican way, we invite you to join our community each Sunday at 9 a.m. in the Marie McDonald Chapel on the campus of New Covenant Schools, located at 122 Fleetwood Drive in Lynchburg. Or you may visit us on the web at www.allsaintschurchlynchburg.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Jeremy Rowe.